Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled Friendship, Faith, Forgiveness.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One day while he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting nearby. They had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was with him to heal. Just then some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a bed. They were trying to bring him in and lay him before Jesus. But finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and let him down with his bed through the tiles into the middle of the crowd in front of Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven you." Then the scribes and the Pharisees began to question, "Who is this who is speaking blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" When Jesus perceived their questionings, he answered them, "Why do you raise such questions in your hearts? Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven you, or to say stand up and walk? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the one who was paralyzed, "I say to you, stand up and take your bed and go to your home." Immediately, he stood up before them, took what he had been lying on, and went to his home, glorifying God. Amazement seized all of them, and they glorified God and were filled with awe, saying, "We have seen strange things today." The Gospel of the Lord. A few years ago, preaching on this passage from Luke's Gospel, a young Dominican friar remarked that we tend to overlook the lesson on friendship in the story. This paralyzed man could never have approached Jesus under his own steam. He was dependent on other people, people who cared enough about him to scramble up on a roof with, well, what was it? Obviously not a bed in the modern sense, with a big heavy framework of wood or metal. Presumably he was lying on some sort of stretcher, a mattress, maybe a straw pallet. Okay, so now imagine carrying a man on even a straw mattress up onto a roof, opening up a hole and lowering the whole burden down in front of Jesus. And bear in mind that people who are bedridden may put on quite a lot of weight. So no wonder it took several men to do this. Mark's Gospel actually specifies four. Matthew and Luke just say some, but it's not one or two. So here's a man whose friends care enough about him to carry out this really extraordinary feat. You don't have friends like that unless you yourself have abundant good qualities. And then there's the matter of faith. The Gospels don't tell us whose idea it was to bring the man to Jesus, but either he himself asked his friends to help him reach this famous healer, or they took the initiative. But the point is that the whole episode is based on faith, on the total conviction that Jesus can heal. And that conviction is what carries a guarantee of results. Note that what Luke writes is when Jesus saw their faith, not just the man's faith, their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven you. And then there's the question of priorities. Jesus did heal the man, but the first thing he did was heal his soul to forgive his sins. The physical problem, the paralysis that afflicted the man's body, was secondary to the spiritual problem, the paralysis we all suffer from, caused by sin. No, sin is not a popular word nowadays. There's a tendency, even among us practicing Christians, to bend over backwards to avoid talking about it in the name of tolerance. But nowhere, nowhere in the Bible are we invited to ignore sin, our own or somebody else's. Look what it says in the Lord's Prayer, in the Our Father. We ask to be forgiven as we forgive. Well, I don't know about you, but I certainly struggle sometimes to forgive people who have hurt me, either knowingly, relishing it, or just out of carelessness or indifference or ignorance. And we've seen a lot of this during the current pandemic. People who have infected others because they don't follow the rules. Although it is following the rules about masks and social distancing and so on that protects all of us. So, summing up, what does this marvelous story teach us? How does it help us to grow in our faith? Well, it reminds us of the value and of the imperatives of friendship. It reminds us that spiritual health takes precedence over bodily health. And it reminds us that faith can literally work miracles. In this Advent, with all its difficulties, together, we can move mountains.